Welcome to Conversations with David Lewis. Today, one Israeli's perspective on the current conflict. My guest is Dana Eden. She's a friend of mine, a partner on some film projects, and one of Israel's most prominent television and film producers. Dana, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. How are you?
Me? I'm just fine, Dana. But the more important question is, how are you? How is Israel?
Oh, not so good these days, I'm afraid. It's quite depressing to be here, I have to say. I think most of the people are really confused and not sure what's going to be next. Pretty traumatized after the war and what happened. And I think that people feel very bad about everything, about the whole situation.
I mean, is it fear of Hezbollah? Is it fear of the future? Is it the political situation? Is it everything?
I think it's a combination of, disappointment. Disappointment from the leadership, disappointment from the army and what it achieved during this horrible war, and fear of what's going to be up next. I'm not sure it's a fear of Hezbollah. I think that we're more afraid of what's going to be from the Iranian or the Syrian front. You know, the feeling is this thing is just the start of a much bigger thing that's going to happen next. The combination of the disappointment of the political leadership and the combination of this disappointment and the fear, that's horrible.
The political situation is doing what it always does in Israel, which is it's going up and down like a yo-yo, and now the reaction is coming, and Mr. Netanyahu smells blood. Is that right?
Oh, yes, of course. I think this is the time for the extremists. This is the great time of the extremists. And today in the newspaper, I read that Olmert said that he's giving up the disengagement plan. So if there was before this war, there was a feeling that we're going towards some kind of solution. And now I think everything will halt, and people, I think that the extremists will take the fear as an advantage to their own plans. And I think that the political situation is going to be that people will vote to Netanyahu or other more right extreme leaders, yeah. A lot of my friends, which were left-wing people, they are now starting to say, well, we can't trust the Arabs and we have to be, you know, and they left all of their feelings that we can come to any kind of reconciliation with the Arabs. And now they said, well, we have to defend ourselves. We have to prepare ourselves for the next war.
You have young children. What goes through your head?
Yeah. I don't know. It's really, really frightening to be a parent in Israel these days, because the feeling is, what's frightening is that you stand in front of a very religious enemy that doesn't want you to exist. So you say, what is the future? My kids will have to live like I lived all of these years. You know, I'm 33 and I'm behind me are like 7 wars, and my friends were killed in wars, and my brother, he's a soldier, and I don't want my kids to grow up to be soldiers and to be fighters and to live only from a war to a war. But you know, still, it's our country, and that's our home, and that's where we live, and we love this country. You know, it's a very important place for us. My grandparents are Holocaust survivors, and the feeling is that we have no other place in the world than Israel. And, we just want to live in peace and to grow our children in peace. And it's a very frightening thought to think that they just want to wipe us out of this place. It's very confusing, so I don't know what's going to be the solution. I'm sure the solution has to be a political solution, but I don't know. The extremists in Iran, the feeling is that it's nothing logical. And with that, you don't know how to fight. You don't know how to solve it.
when it happened, people were pretty much behind the Israeli response. Let's go in and wipe out Hezbollah, correct?
Yes. Well, listen, when a million people are under a threat of thousands of rockets in thousands of Israel, you say, well, we have to solve this. We have to fight back. You know, that's the natural reaction anybody would have. I assume that if thousands of rockets would have been shot on Atlanta, people would have been saying, go get them. Let's fight back. That's, I think, the most logical and natural comment to this kind of assault.
And the fact that essentially the military goals were not met. I mean, they were still firing as many rockets at the end of the war as they were at the beginning of the fight. Is that, you know, how have people reacted to that fact, that the Israeli military was essentially not able to achieve its goals?
I think it's a great disappointment. I think that people are very confused because, they're used to the big and strong and brave and the best army in the world. And I think that the problem is not with the army. I think the problem was with Olmert and with our leaders. And the problem is that in the beginning of the war, they said that they are going to wipe out the Hezbollah. And I think it's something that you can't do. And if you think about Vietnam and Iraq, and even about the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, you know that you can't achieve this kind of victory over a guerrilla force. And the problem was, I don't think the problem was with the army, I think the problem was the declaration of our leaders, because in the first few days of the war, they declared in 2 weeks, we're going to wipe them out, and we're going to solve this. I think that if at first the goals that the leaders would have declared about more logical goals of the war, I think people might see the situation as it is now as an achievement, because the fact is that the Lebanon army is going to come to southern Lebanon, and I think that's an achievement. And if at first the political leaders would have declared that they would like to achieve political achievements out of this war and not a military knockout, things would be different and people would have seen the situation differently.
Well, Dana, thank you very much. It's always good to talk to you. Today it's a little depressing.
Yeah. I hope it's not the things are not going to deteriorate and... You know, I remember that last time you were in Israel, you went to Lebanon, and I told you, oh, I would love to come with you to Beirut, and you told me about the great restaurants there and this great city, and I hope someday I can come with you to Beirut and we can be in peace.
Well, I hope I can go back to Beirut.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, well, I hope so, too. You know how much I care about both countries and my friends in both places, and this kind of thing just throws me for a loop because, you know, those two countries have more in common with each other than anyone else in the region does, and this kind of insanity is not exactly helpful, shall we say.
I know. That's the tragedy. Because both of the countries are more, the population is more democratic than the other countries in the region. And that's the tragic thing about this war.
Well, Dana, next time we talk, may it be a more enjoyable conversation.
Yeah, I hope so, David.
Thank you so much, Dana Eden.
Thanks. Bye.